my Lord. I have read this book so many times, but nowhere can I find the page that says what I experienced today. Because the footprints show you are by my side.
It is to receive. How about a hand for the children?
There was a little church sitting down in the woods. And at the church, they had a choir there, and they could sing real well. And there was an old deacon there, had been going to that church for a mighty long time. And every Sunday morning, he would always beg that choir director, said, "Listen, would you let me sing a song?" He said, "I got a song that I want to sing." But you know what that choir director told him? He said, "Old man, you too old to sing in this choir." He said, "You got a trembling in your voice." Yeah. Heard the old man say, and y'all might not believe it, but when you get old, won't folks do you like that? When you get old, people are just push you on the side. But they went to church the next Sunday morning, and they noticed that the old man wasn't sitting in the corner. And they went on back to church the next Sunday morning, and they noticed that the old man still wasn't sitting in the corner. They get worried now. And they went on back that day, next Sunday morning, and they noticed that the old man still wasn't sitting in the corner. Somebody began to ask questions about it. Has anybody seen the old man? Look at here. Is anybody heard from the old man? Finally, a voice just came down from heaven. Way. I believe I'm gonna let Daddy tell you what the voice said. That was let me sing. You know what I'll be doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what? By the time they recognized the voice, they were. And everybody began to look up toward heaven. And that old man's voice began to talk to him. He said, "Children, one thing about this choir that I sing with now," he said, "we don't have to wait until Sunday morning to sing. But every morning, me and the angels, we get together and we sing songs that you never heard in your life. And if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, you're gonna let Daddy tell you what he's saying one more time. Can he tell it? When we get there, what I like about it, there'll be no more senior choir, no more young adult choir, no more inspirational choir. But I'm talking about when we get there, everybody's gonna get together. No more jealousy, no more hatred, no more envy.
shall be no more Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays. But yeah, yeah, every day is gonna be Sunday, y'all. I better let this alone. This thing get good to me. Let me ask you something. Can I let Daddy sing? Can I let Daddy sing? If it's alright if I let him sing, let me hear you say yeah. Yeah. You know, I've been waiting a long time for this. You know, I tell you, I've been waiting a long time. I've been singing with Daddy 17 years. We've had a lot of ups and downs. But I want y'all to know it makes me feel good to be able to stand here tonight. Y'all excuse me for a minute. It makes me feel good tonight to be able to stand here and put my arms around my daddy. My daddy, y'all. Somebody got a good daddy like me. Somebody got a good daddy like me. Somebody. But somebody here ain't got no daddy. Those of you that don't have a daddy, let me ask you something. I don't want you to say it because I'm asking you, but if this isn't the way you feel, let me ask you something. Won't God be a father for you? Won't God be a father for you? One of these days, when this old war is over, we're gonna take off these old shoes we got on, put on a pair of old slippers, take off these old suits we got on, put on a long white coat. I'm gonna let my daddy tell you what we're gonna do when we get there.
Good morning and welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. I am your radio host, Sister Love, playing the very best in quartet and contemporary Christian music. It's 11:30 a.m. Feel free to call in at 347-215-8049 or join us on our website at nfiradio.com. Now back to more music. Catch the wave.
He's been with me through Thank you. Hallelujah.
12 o'clock noon, Eastern Standard Time. I am your radio host, Sister Love. Look, if you love our radio broadcast, let us know. Tune in every day from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. 7 days a week. We are an international station. We will be back right after this.
And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Began to mourn. window. Tell you the sun returns. Oh, keep the lamp burning in the window. Oh, till I come home. Brother, keep the lamp burning in the window. Oh, till I come home. Oh, yes. Oh, and if the light should hold out to burn. If you keep that lamp, oh, keep it burning in the window till I come home.
What is it? Thank you, Jesus.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing love. Purify our hearts. Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill this place.
Let your all consuming fire. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Purify our hearts.
Surround us. Let's ask for the rain tonight. Let's ask for the rain. Say rain on us.
Rain on us.
Somebody needs him to breathe.
Rain on
us. Oh, shower down.
Shower down.
Shower down. Send your spirit, Lord.
Oh,
just
lift that hand.
I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
For the things
that you have done. Look at them and tell them, yes, I'm grateful. The victory that we've won. Tell them I could go on and on. About your works.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful. Just to
praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
What a wonderful God we serve. He turned water into wine, he calmed the storm, and he raised the dead. Who would not want to serve a God like that? Thank God for Jesus. Look, I am your radio host, Sister Love. Join us 7 days a week. From 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. I am radio host Sister Love and I will be here with you till 2 p.m. You are catching the wave. Now back to great gospel music.
We got to get ready to go, y'all.
That so many things would come to pass. into battle, I'll be alright. Yeah, yeah, alright, yeah. Even when I'm still an enemy, be pressing me down. Yeah, yeah, alright, yeah. Even if I toss and turn, I'ma sleep tight. Yeah, yeah, alright, yeah. Because I know the greater one is in my life.
And I turn it over, cause your love keeps me strong. I can't do this on my own.
So day after day I'm a praying for through all of these trials and obstacles, knowing that I'm gonna have the victory. So I think that I've won already. I'm
won.
See, my mama always told me fresh about the vibes.
Yeah,
yeah. Don't try to hold the pain in, baby, you get wild.
Yeah, yeah, alright.
Even in my darkest night, I'ma sleep tight.
Yeah, yeah, alright.
Yeah, because I know the greater one is in my life.
And I turn it over, cause your love keeps me strong. I can't do this on my own.
I'm ready.
215-8049 from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Call now, 347-215-8049. Now, let's go live.
Oh God, we thank you that you reign on high. Adonai, the Almighty God, Almighty God, the Sovereign God. How we love you today. How we appreciate you, Lord. How we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you never change. We thank you that you never fail. We thank you that you never change. Your name is from everlasting to everlasting. Your truth endureth to all generation. Oh, your kingdom, of your kingdom, there shall be no end. Of your kingdom, there shall be no end. Of your kingdom, there shall be no end. Your kingdom is eternal, God. Your kingdom is eternal. It is established in righteousness. It is established in holiness. It is established in truth. So we bless you today. We praise you, mighty God. We appreciate you. We press our way into you. We press our way into where you are. We come unto your throne today. And we thank you, mighty God, that our petitions and our prayers have been heard. We thank you, mighty God, that our petitions and our prayers have been granted in the name of Jesus. So God, I give you praise right now. Rondereo Saprakandi, Rusikitereo Saprakia, Rondereo Saprakandori Everything that pertains to life and goodness is our portion, is our family portion. In the name of Jesus, is our pastor's portion, is this church portion. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, how great thou art, how excellent is your name in all the earth. The heavens declare your goodness, the earth is full of your glory. In the name of Jesus, mighty God, I praise you. I thank you right now because you never fail. You never change. You never, oh God, change your mind. But your name is faithful. Oh God, your name is kind. Your name is truth. Your name is strong. Your name is El Elyon. You never fail. You never change. You never change, oh God. But you remain the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh God. So we thank you right now. Change our affections in the name of Jesus. Let our affections change towards you. Let our affections change towards you. Take us back to you. Take us back to the heart of worship. Take us back to the altars of prayer. Oh mighty God. Let our affections become locked with you. Let our affection become, oh God, that which you desire. Change our desires to line up with your desires. In the name of Jesus, change our affection. Take out of our hearts, oh God, affections for this world. Affection for the things of this world. Affection for the man of this world. Oh God, let the carnal man die. In the name of Jesus, let our flesh be diminished. Oh God, give us a desire for you. Give us a desire for your word. Give us a desire for your presence. Give us a desire, oh God, for more of you. More of you and less of us. Change our affections. Change our mindset. Change, oh God, the things that we desire most. In the name of Jesus, let that thing be you. Holy Ghost, come within us afresh. Fill us more, Holy Ghost. Baptize us afresh. Fill us with more of you. Holy Ghost, fill us to the place of overflowing. Fill us to the place, Holy Ghost, where we look like you, sound like you, act like you, talk like Jesus. Oh God, anoint the eyes of the people that when we see, we will see like Jesus saw. God, anoint our ears that we will hear like Jesus heard. Anoint our mouth that we will speak like Jesus spoke. In the name of Jesus, anoint our hands that we will do what Jesus did. Oh God, anoint our feet that we will go where Jesus go. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I pray that every fiber of our being become transformed and renewed into the image of the Christ Jesus. Yeshua, Yeshua our Redeemer, Yeshua our Redeemer, Yeshua the one that paid the price for us. Almighty God, I praise you right now that you are our Redeemer. You deliver our soul from death. You deliver our life from destruction. Come within us now. Oh Holy Ghost, let it be a renewing of the mind and the thought and the will and the desires and the affections in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, break down demonic strongholds that's warring in our minds, that's warring in our thoughts, that's warring against, oh God, that's warring in our members, that's warring, oh God, when we would do good, evil will be present. But God, we understand that if you rise up in us, if more of you increase in us, we will overcome evil with good. In the name of Jesus, take away the spirit of weariness from out of our bodies, from out of our minds. You said, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So God, right now, lift the spirit of weariness from off of the bride. Lift the spirit of weariness from off of the church. I come against every demon spirit of distraction. In the name of Jesus, every foul spirit that seeks to distract the people from prayer, from seeking you, from reading your word, from basking in your presence, I come against demonic distractions in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you said if our eye be single, then our whole body will be full of light. So right now, God, cause our eyes to become single. Let our eyes become sold out and dedicated only believe that you got. Let us see in the realm of the spirit. For you said, Lord God, if we walk in the night, we will stumble. But if we walk in the day, oh God, there are 12 hours in the day, then we will receive blessings and favor and prosperity. And so right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, let there be a spiritual revival, a spiritual awakening, a prayer back to the church. In the name of Jesus, I call forth a spiritual revival, a spiritual awakening in the name of Jesus in the hearts of men and women everywhere, that there will be a desire, a deep desire, a yearning desire to pray like they never prayed before. I call back husbands to pray, fathers to pray, wives to pray, mothers to pray, ushers to pray, armor bearers to pray, deacons to pray, ministers to pray, evangelists to pray, pastors to pray, prophets and apostles back to prayer in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for business owners to pray, for teachers to pray, police officers to pray, government officials to pray, doctors to pray again, nurses to pray. In the name of Jesus, God, I call forth people from the east, west, north, and south. You declare in your word that your house shall be called the house of prayer to all nations. But we have made it a den of thieves. I rebuke the spirit of thieves. I come against the spirit of the crook and the robber. In the name of Jesus, the waster. In the name of Jesus, I declare to that there will be a resurgence of the anointing to pray like never before, to travail, to cry out, to weep between the porch and the altar. Oh God, let there be a spirit of lamentation and supplication. You said, let our prayers be made known with supplication unto the Lord, that we would pray without ceasing with all types of prayer. In the name of Jesus, we will pray in the spirit, and we will also pray with the understanding. Oh God, break up the negosia, break up the fallow grounds, break up the chains that are binding the people in their hands but more in their mouths. Come against the spirit of spiritual paralysis that is hitting the mouths and attacking the mouth of people, that they can no longer pray and speak forth your divine counsel. In the mighty name of Jesus, I come against disease in the mouth, disorder in the mouth, dysfunction in the mouth. In the name of Jesus, every demon spirit that came to attack the mouth of God's people, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, every spirit of paralysis that have come to attack the mouth of the people of God, that ultimately attacks the minds of the people of God, I come against abscess in the mouth. I come against gum disease in the mouth. In the name of Kusande, every periodontal disease, in the name of Kusande, run the name of Kusande, every demon spirit of cavities, and then of a kusande, of disorder, even in the bone, gingivitis, in the name of Jesus, inflammation, in the gums, infection, in the gums, in the name of Jesus, that's causing people to lose structure, causing people's face, he couldn't have a sande, causing them to lose bone, and marrow in the mouth, and teeth, every demon spirit of cancer in the mouth, I rebuke you today in the name of Jesus. I come against abscess in the mouth in the name of Jesus, infections to the roots, to the bones, in the name of Jesus. I cast you out in the name of Jesus. Boils and lumps and pain and agony to the mouth, I rebuke you today. The word of God declares that life and death is in the power of the mouth. And so today, I use my mouth power as a weapon of massive destruction against every demon spirit that is seeking to afflict the mouth and the minds of the people. Hey, 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 Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh God, let there be a purging of the mouth. Let there be a purification of the mouth. In the name of Jesus, in the realm of the spirit, under the cushion, God, I recognize that the mouth is dysfunctioning and the mouth is under attack because the mind is under attack. So now let there be, oh God, a renewing of the mind of your people. In the name of Jesus, let there be a transformation of the mind. Spiritual metamorphosis. Come to the minds of the people of God now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. As the mind goeth, so does the mouth. Inevitable Sunday. Oh God, you said in your word that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Oh God, the heart, the mind, the heart, the mind. So God, people's lives are in derision because of what's coming out of their mind. What's coming out of their mind ultimately comes out of their mouth. So today, in the name of Jesus, I declare war against the enemies of our mouth. In the name of Jesus, I call for healing to the mouth, healing to the tongue, healing to the lips, healing to the teeth, healing to the gums, healing to the throat, healing to the lungs, healing to every part of your being. Come in divine alignment with the word of God so that you can speak forth to the divine will and counsel of the Lord. Hey, 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 hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So we recognize that the enemy is launching an attack against our minds and against our mouths because he doesn't want us to pray. He doesn't want us to warfare. He doesn't want you to intercede. And he doesn't want you to prophesy. So that's why there's been an attack against the mouth. That's why there's been an attack against people's teeth, against guns. Hey, that's why the demon called Abscess has a it, has afflicted the mouth. The next thing God told me, if the enemy don't want you to sing sounds, prophetic sounds, so he attacks the mouth. I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. I cast you on up out of the mouth of God's people. Come out. I spit you out in the name of Jesus. I command you to be spit out. Come out. Spit yourself out. Cough yourself out. Come out. Come out of their bellies. End of a Sunday. In the name of Jesus. God, your word declares that out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living waters. So take out every pollutant. Take out every pollution out of our bellies. Out of our mouth. So that the rivers of God. So that the rivers of the Spirit. So that the rivers of prophetic. So that the rivers of prophecy. So that the rivers of new sound and great words can come forth. Out of our mouth. Somebody give Jesus glory. Open your mouth and give Jesus glory. Revival start now. Let there be a resurgence of people that want to pray like never yet before. God, we know that prayer changes everything. We know that prayer delivers. We know that prayer, oh God, invites angels. It attracts the supernatural realm of you. We know that prayer ushers in the glory of God. We know that prayer brings miracles. Oh God, prayer brings miracles. Oh God, prayer brings deliverance. So God, let there be a reinsurgence of the revival of prayer. Let people be revived to pray again. Let people be revived, oh God, to push in prayer again, to intercede, to cry aloud, and spare not, and lift up their voice like trumpets in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, let there be a revival of prayer. Let there be a cry in the Devil Sunday on the hill of the Lord. Oh God, let there be a cry in Zion. Let there be a shout in Zion. Let everyone in Zion lift up their voices unto the hill of the Lord. Oh God, and you will have mercy upon us, and you will pardon us, and you will heal our land, and you will deliver our country. You will deliver the nations. You will deliver the people. You will set the captive free. Yes, Lord.
And now, let's prepare our hearts and mind with this awesome anointed woman of God, Apostle Janet Wooten, out of Raleigh, North Carolina, with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. And now, here is Apostle Janet Wooten. Good evening, Apostle.
Good afternoon, Reverend Kearney, and the NFI radio staff, and all of the listeners that's tuned in to the NFI radio on this afternoon. We just thank God for each and every one of you for tuning in to the Turn on the Light broadcast, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We know that John chapter 8, verse number 12, tells us that Jesus spake and said unto them, I am the light of the world, and he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So we're just excited to be able to come back with you on another Monday afternoon. We do apologize. Our voice may sound a little strange today. We're still battling with a little bronchitis, sinusitis, and laryngitis. That got a hold of us last weekend, and we've been going through it, but the key word is going through it. And so we know we're about at the end of this thing, and so we're just thankful to God just to be here. After you hear so much news all around, and you read in the newspaper, and text messages, and just different things about people that are leaving here. But we're just excited to be able to be back with you once again. Again, we do give honor to Reverend Kearney, Apostle Barbara Watkins, and the NFI radio staff. And most importantly, each and every one of you that take time out of your busy schedule to, number one, tune into the NFI radio station where they play good quartet music, where you hear other awesome and mighty men and women of God breaking the bread of life. And we thank you for taking time out of your Monday afternoon to tune in with us. We do not take it lightly. We surely do appreciate it. And so we're going to go into the word at this time. We won't be before you long because we're still as we said, dealing with throat issues and the remnants left of the cold. And so, but there is a subject we want to speak to you about. It's a very familiar subject, a very familiar passage of scripture. It was a conversation that took place. It was as we were getting ready for Pentecost Sunday. But before we could prepare ourselves about Pentecost Sunday, we had to backtrack and go back over some ground that was important. We ended up talking about John chapter 3. You know, you read the Bible and you heard the story told about Nicodemus' conversation with Jesus. And we know that it was talking about John chapter 3, especially verse 3:16 of salvation. And when we think about salvation, salvation means safety, deliverance from evil into eternal life. And it comes only by God's grace and through his son, Jesus Christ. When a person accepts Christ as Lord and Savior, and the finished work of the cross. Another word associated with salvation is the word regeneration, meaning born again, a new creation. And this is what happens when you become a Christian. You do become born again. And so it's here where we look at John chapter number 3, and we're going to speak from a subject this afternoon, I've been born again. Because there's one thing that you have to be sure, you have to know more than anything in this world, is that you have been born again. Mm-hmm. It is so important. A lot of people think that being born again is simply when you say, I believe on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But there's more to it than that. Not only must you believe, you must be born again. There must be a regeneration to take place. And when we're talking about regeneration, I'm going to go to the scripture in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 that says that any man that be in Christ Jesus becomes a new creature, creation. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. So that gives you a summary of what being born again is, that you don't live the former life that you used to live, but you walk in the spirit, and you're not controlled by your flesh. You have let go of that past life, the old life, and you're walking in the newness of life. Glory to God. And so we look at John chapter 3 when Nicodemus, who was a Pharisee, meaning that he was of the religious separatists and a ruler, he was a part of the Sanhedrin court, and he was considered a teacher also. He was a Jew, and he recognized Jesus as a teacher, but not as God. And so when we think about Nicodemus, the Pharisees were doctors of the law. They studied the word day in and day out. They knew the word of God, but the problem was they did not know the God of the word. Glory to God, because if you want to know who God is, it is simple. Get in his word and read his word. We have a lot of people that say, you know, I can't read that Bible. It's hard to understand. Well, I tell them what you do is you sit down, and before you open up the Bible, you begin to pray and you ask God and let him know that I want to know you for myself. Give me revelation, give me wisdom, and give me understanding and clarity as I dig inside of your word. Glory to God. Because God is his word, and the word is God. John chapter 1 tells us, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. Hallelujah. So that's how we know that the word is God, and God is his word. If you want to know him, get in the word. But nevertheless, we see here Nicodemus, again, a Pharisee who were doctors of the law that knew the word from the front to the back and from the middle to the front and from the back to the front. They were doctors of the law. They studied the law. And so here we have Nicodemus coming to Jesus by night. And you read the Bible. You heard the story told where Nicodemus said unto Jesus in John chapter 3, verse number 2, he said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Excuse us. But Jesus responded back to Nicodemus by saying unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And what Jesus was simply letting Nicodemus know, whenever he used the word verily, verily, that means this is important. You need to pay attention to this. And he simply let Nicodemus know that except you be born again, meaning born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. You cannot understand the things of God. And so Nicodemus, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. Nicodemus came back and said, how can this thing be? Can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter into his mother's womb for a second time and be born? Jesus came back in verse number 5 and said again, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. And so when we begin to look at this passage of scripture, we talk about being born again means a second birth that is spiritual. In the Christian realm, to accept Christ as Lord and Savior and commit your life to him, you must be born of the Spirit. This is a spiritual birth that takes place. And in order to understand the spiritual birth, it is the same way that when you think about child birthing, even though you don't crawl back into the womb physically, but there is a spiritual womb that you must come through. Even down to when we think about Matthew 3 and 11, when John the Baptist was baptizing people, he was letting them know, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And even when we think about water, water is spirit. The water is the word and the spirit of God. It symbolizes sanctification and baptism. Hallelujah. It is your response to the gospel message when you become publicly baptized in front of people. And as some say, it is washing away of the old life and you coming up into the new life. And when we think about the word spirit, we know spirit is concerning the Holy Spirit of God. We know it is the wind of God, the breath of God, the essence of being. It is an immaterial being. Glory be to God. And so when we look at this question that Nicodemus posed, how can a man be born when he is old, and can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? We talk about a spiritual birth. And the word birth means a new thing. That's what it's talking about, born, being born again, being birthed again spiritually. Glory to God. And even down to when you think about how a mother, expecting mother, she carries the baby the 9 months of his life, the first 9 months of life. And when we think about it, we were carried as well. When Jesus carried our sins, he bore our griefs and our sorrows, and how he was wounded for our transgression and bruised for our iniquities, and how the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes that we were healed. And so we were carried by Jesus on the cross. All of our sins, our iniquities, and our transgressions. We were carried on the cross. And then we know naturally that the baby is birthed out of the mother's womb, and then the baby is carried by the mother again, becomes a lap baby, and he's carried by the mother, carried by the father, by different people. We are we undergird people spiritually, new converts. We undergird you with prayer. We carry you through prayer. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. As you come into this new birth, glory to God, as you come into the newness of a life in the kingdom of God and into Jesus, glory to God. And then after you carry the baby for a while, the baby begins to, you lay him down and he begins to crawl. He begins to look up and see things. He tries to crawl and do things on his own. And that's how it is with spiritually being born again. We are starting to try to do things on our own. But we have to always remember that John 15 says, unless you are connected to the vine, that without him, you can do nothing. Oh, glory to God, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Even down to Matthew 18 and 3 says, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Mark 10 and 15 says, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And so then we know that in the natural, after the child crawls for a while, the child begins to look up and begins to see things that he or she likes up on a higher level. They begin to see beautiful colors. They begin to see beautiful little decorations and things that they want to get their hands on. They begin to pull up on things because they know that it's time for them to no longer be crawling, but it's time for them to walk. Their instinct to walk kicks in because they know the only way I can get to what's above me, I have got to go up higher. And it's the same way spiritually being born again, that after you've been carried and undergirded with prayer by seasoned saints, after a while, as you get to crawling, glory be to God, you begin to reach up for more of God. Hallelujah, glory to God. And you know, begin to realize that there is more to it than this. And you begin to feel that pull and that tug in your spirit to want to go up a little higher. Glory be to God. And there are things of higher, a higher level, a higher dimension in God that you want more of him. And as you begin to grab for more of him, you begin to reach up a little higher. And for some of you pastors, you might not like what's getting ready to be said. You might not want to hear what's getting ready to be said. But we must understand that everybody that leaves the ministry is not because they are mad, or it's not because they think they know more. It's none of that. But sometimes they have to go up a little higher. And I have found out there are leaders that do not step up higher. Pastors have been called to be apostles. Glory be to God. It's been called to a different realm in God. But some don't go up because they feel like my congregation is not ready. And so you stay at the level that you are. But the people that's ready to go up with you, they find themselves bumping their heads against a glass ceiling. Glory be to God. They find themselves in a hard place. They want to stay with the ministry. They love you. They want to stay there. But God is calling them up higher, coming up a little bit higher. Glory be to God. And that higherness is in you as well. But as a leader, you feel like if I go up higher, I may lose a few people. But you must understand obedience is better than sacrifice. And so we have people that do end up changing ministries, or they start visiting other ministries. Glory be to God, because God is calling them to a higher place in him. Glory be to God. And so God will let them sit there and die spiritually or choke spiritually. God will pull them out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And some do go to other ministries. Some come back and you know, offer what they have learned, glory be to God. They're coming into the gifts that God has placed on the inside of them. Oh, glory be to God. You know that we have some denominations that don't believe in prophets anymore. Some denominations that don't believe in apostles anymore. There's some don't believe in different things. And so if you got a person that's being called to the prophetic ministry, but your denomination does not allow that, then you put them in a box. And just like when a child goes to kindergarten, once again, you're coming back to being born again, spiritually being born. A child goes to kindergarten. He don't stay in kindergarten all his life. He goes to the first grade. He may start at daycare, to kindergarten, to first grade, and go on to elementary school after a while. Then he goes on to high school. Then he or she graduates and decide whether or not they're going to go on to college. But each time they're going higher and higher. And that's how it is when you are being born again, when you feel the tugging and the pulling and you hear the Lord calling your name, calling you away from dead situations, calling you away from that former life that you used to live. There was a spiritual birthing taking place on the inside of you, and you get to a place where there are things that you don't want to do anymore. Places you don't want to go anymore. You want more of God. Hallelujah. You find yourself spending more time in prayer, dedicating yourself to spending more time in the Word of God, dedicating yourself to being, spending time with God and the things of God, the things of the kingdom of God. That's because you are experiencing a spiritual birthing taking place in your life. You must be, you got to be born again. Hallelujah, glory to God. Even down to Romans 12 and 2, when you're experiencing being born again, the Bible lets us know that Paul said that you present your body as a living sacrifice unto the Lord, holy and acceptable, which is a reasonable service. And then Romans 12 and 2 says, being no longer being conformed to this world, but you have been transformed by the renewing of your mind. There is a renewing that takes place in your mind. You begin to think the way that the Lord will have you to think. You begin to take on the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You begin to keep your mind stayed on him, and he keeps you in perfect peace in the midst of whatever situation or circumstance that you find yourself in. When you are born again spiritually, you begin to take on the character of God. Hallelujah. You begin to bear the fruit of his Holy Spirit, talked about in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. These are the things that take place in the life of one that has truly been born again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You begin to have a heart after the Father. Glory be to God. You begin to love the way that the Father would have you to love one another, love each other, which is described by Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, glory to God, that talks about the love of God, what the real love is really all about, glory be to God. Even down to some, he said, you might have a gift, you might have money that you give all your money away to feed the poor. You might have a gift where you can speak in tongues and you can do different things. He said, but if you do not have charity, it doesn't profit you nothing. You're like a sound of brass and tinkling cymbal. But when you have been born again, you know how to love people with the love of God. Hallelujah. You know how to have healthy relationships with other people. Oh, glory to God. When you have been born again spiritually, these are the signs of spiritual being born again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I am afraid, hallelujah, that along this pathway that sometimes we encounter people, or even after we examine our own selves, we come to a realization, glory be to God, that, you know, somewhere along this being rebirthed and reborn again, that there is some cycles that I miss. Because one thing that I had an awesome woman of God that she told us said that, you know, life goes in cycles. And whatever cycle that you miss in life, That's a cycle that you will have to go through in order to reach maturation, maturity. Glory be to God on the natural level. That's why you see some grown people still act like children. Glory be to God. If you think about the life of Michael Jackson, for instance, glory be to God, they didn't understand why, even though some said this, that, the other. I can only speak to what I wish. Glory be to God. And it's unfortunate of the things that happened with him. But one thing that I do know, when they were trying to understand why he will build a entertainment thing on his ranch, is because he was a young man that never had a childhood, because their father kept them in the studio. He became a star at a young age. And sometimes that's the dangers of pushing your children, your kids, into Hollywood. And some people want their children to be in commercials, to be in Hollywood and everything, and to be in these little beauty pageants, and to be in different things that you see children engaged in on TV. But you must remember that children have to be children. You have to allow them to grow up. And a lot of times when there's a cycle that's missed in a person's life, you see grown people acting like big kids. But nevertheless, speaking about being spiritually born again, there are some people today, we can't understand why. There's some people that are still mad, they're angry, they're mean, they're hurt. It's because they're still rehearsing the things in their past life. But 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, any man that's been born again, he is a new creature, that old things are passed away. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. There is a newness of mind, newness of heart, newness of character, newness of what you say and do and how you carry yourself. There is a newness. Glory be to God. But you have to be willing, hallelujah, to say, as Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to the things that are before me, pressing towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Paul said the accolades that he had, that when he said, if anybody wanted to brag, that he was a Pharisee, he was of the tribe of Benjamin, he was this and he was that. He said, but nevertheless, he count those things as dumb, that he may know the Lord, have the knowledge of him, and know him and the power of his resurrection. So today, glory to God, as we close out the message, glory to God, we have to make up in our minds, glory be to God. And as you know, as Nicodemus, the Lord began to speak to Nicodemus and let him know, you are a doctor of the law and you don't understand this principle that I'm saying. We must be born again, saints of God. It's not nobody up here saying that you're not saved. That's not what's being said. But glory be to God, there shall be some signs of what is spiritually taking place on the inside of you should come out naturally. That you don't even have to wear a great big cross around your neck or carry a Bible everywhere you go, or you quote scriptures. Somebody asks you how you're doing. Oh, bless the Lord and highly favored. Somebody call you on the telephone before they can reach you. That's this long introduction. And I'm not knocking nobody. That's what you do. That's fine. But one thing about it, when people encounter you, when you open your mouth, they should hear God. When they encounter you, they should know they've been in the presence of the Almighty God. And I know I'm talking right, because when you look at when Jesus came into the coast, he was met of the Gadarenes, he was met by a man that was possessed with devils, that lived in the tombs. And the Bible said that the man headed towards Jesus. But he knew who Jesus was. It wasn't because somebody went and told him, because he lived out there in the tombs, everybody was scared of him. Because it was about the Holy Spirit that lived on the inside of him that introduced Jesus. And wherever you go, the Holy Spirit inside of you should introduce you to people. And you don't have to tell them if they call you. People call me by my first name. After they heard, oh, I meant to call you. I said, Because if the only way you can tell that I'm saved and I've been born again is because you heard that I've been called this or that, then I need to go back and pray some more. Somebody ought to be able to tell that you're a child of God without all the physical decor. Even Peter said to the women that they should adorn themselves. They should not be caught so much, caught into so much of dressing the outside. But the husband should be drawn to a woman because of the meek and quiet spirit that's on the inside of her. So today, I've been born again. And I don't have a problem with going back and saying, Lord, what must I do to be saved? Because I want my heart to be right, because Jesus is coming back at a church without a spot or wrinkle. But guess what? Some of us going to leave here. We have an appointed time. And not only do you want to see him in peace, but you want to be able to go back with him. Because it said all eyes going to see him, even them that pierce him. But you want to be able to go back with him. Father, we thank you for this word, the word you said that we should live by. Your word is forever settled in heaven. Father, we come to you on today, Lord, everyone that's under the sound of our voice, God, that they may fall down on their knees right now and lay prostrate before you and say, Lord, what must I do to be saved? Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we want to make sure that we truly have been born again of the water and of the Spirit. In the matchless and powerful name of Jesus, oh God, you come our shit. Oh God, that the Spirit of the living God, that people will not know us no more after the flesh, but Lord, that we are known after the Spirit. And Father, that's what your words say, and that's what we are to stand on. And Father, that when we walk in the Spirit, that we will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Father, we thank you for this time and this opportunity to speak to you, these thine people, God, even speak to our own self, that to remind ourselves that we got to be born again. It's in your name we pray. It's in your name we believe. Touch that man, that woman, that boy, that girl, that child that don't know you in the pardoning of their sins, that they will ask, what must I do to be saved? As the centurion soldier did. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. They believe on you in the finished work of the cross. Hallelujah, and invite you to sit on the throne of their heart and be the head of their life, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, that they want to be born again, that they become converted, God, and humble themselves as a little child and embrace the kingdom, oh, my Shada, my Seke, as a little child, trusting in you as their heavenly Father, as everything that they need, that they're dependent and trusting in you, God, that they will experience a new life in you. They will become the new creature where old things are passed away, behold, all things become new. It's in your name we pray and we believe. Amen, amen, and amen. I've been born again. God, to bless you is our prayer. We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen.
Listening to Apostle Janet Wooten out of Raleigh, North Carolina, with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. Be sure to join her every Monday at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Until Monday, God's doing a work in you. Stay blessed.
Work on me. The work on me. Work on me. Yeah, yeah. The work on me. Work on me. The work on me. Work on me. Hey, Lord, work on me. Lord, work on me. Lord, work on me. I need you to work on me.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yo. Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The anointed one.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smooth, It's DJ on the planet.
You listen.
I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. No longer bound. It's really a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free.
Come and carry.
I'm free. Praise the Lord.
trauma I dealt with.
I'm free.
From an emotional imbalance.
Yes, I'm free.
From a heartbreak. From the grief of my mother passing. Yes, I'm free. When my mind was going crazy. Yes, I am free. When I thought I was gonna lose my mind.
Of a risen Savior today, we will bless his name at all times. Come on, put your hands on it like this.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. No matter what I see or how I feel, as long as I'm breathing, oh yes I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord. As long as I'm breathing, oh yes I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord.
Father, we come to bless you, in the good times or the bad, we come to magnify your name. Come on, let's do it together. Say, I will bless.
I will bless the Lord.
Let's do it together.
You've been plenty good to me.
Oh,
you've been plenty
good to me.
Hallelujah, Jesus. You've been plenty
good to me.
Let's make it real big, y'all. Tell them, because
you've been
plenty
good to me.
Oh, thank you, see that the Lord is good. You've been plenty
good to me.
You've been plenty
good to me.
You've been way up the way. You've been plenty
good to me.
Let's testify real quick. I should have been dead.
I should have been dead.
You've been plenty
good to me.
I need you to testify with it. Should have lost my mind.
Should have lost my mind.
Yeah, I should have went crazy. You've been plenty
good to me.
Hallelujah. Can we say it again?
Come back here.
for you. He made time for you. He made time for you. And if you need his attention, you know what to do. You know what to do. You know what to do. And out of everyone
calling
if you need his attention, you know what to do. You know what to do. You know what to do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what to do. You know what to do. Hands go up.
Hands go up.
Praise gets loud.
Praise gets loud.
All that you need.
All that you need.
It can happen right.
for you. He made time for you. And if you need, he is a attention. You know what to do.
We're going to do a little old school. I got a little something special for you today. Got my brother with me. Got the whole game. Let's just have a good time in the Lord. We're just letting you know we're calling on help today.
You ever find yourself in a place that you don't know what to say? Yeah. Things you depend on gone.
Thank you, Tim.